Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
You've heard in the headlines, a Taoiseach saying dialogue between the US and Europe is the only way that trade tensions can be resolved. Micheál Martin was speaking after President Trump threatened to impose a 200% tariff on EU alcohol imports in retaliation to an EU plan to charge a 50% tariff on imports on American whiskey. The alcohol sector here says it's extremely concerned and that there should be no tariffs in the spirit sector either way, they say. We're joined now by Eoin O'Cahan, who's director of the Irish Whiskey Association, and also by Pauline Bastidon, who's director of trade and economic affairs at Spirits Europe. You're both very welcome to the programme. Eoin, I might come to you first of all. You represent the whiskey sector here, as I say. What is your reaction to talk or threat of a 200% tariff on EU alcohol products?
Well, look, Cormac, thanks very much for having me. We're very disappointed to see that it's come to this. I think we expressed our disappointment with the European Commission yesterday when they placed the tariff or the proposed tariff on American whiskey. And then I suppose waking up to this news, I'm actually in Washington, D.C. at the moment, but waking up to this news this morning was not a great way to start the day. But what I will note is that there is time. I think there is space and there's a window of opportunity there if we can start a dialogue between the European Commission and the US. And we can, I suppose our job is to stress the benefits of tariff-free trade. We've enjoyed it since 1997. And since then, the spirit sector in both the US and in the EU has grown exponentially. And there's no example better than Irish whiskey, which has seen a huge growth in the past 15 years, powered by its success.
Well, interestingly, Eoin, that's a point that your counterparts in the US in the spirits or whiskey industry are making as well. They don't want the tariffs either way. How valuable is the spirits market or the US market to Irish spirits, let's say?
So if you look at the overall Irish drinks exports, it's 2.1 billion euro worth. And then the US accounts for about 800 million of that. So it's very important for Irish drinks exports. And that's why I suppose we have to work night and day to ensure that that what's being proposed can be avoided.
Okay, so 800 million, and you say that's grown quite a bit in recent years.
Absolutely. I mean, well, if you look at Irish whiskey as an example, there were four working distilleries on the island in 2010. So that's only 15 years ago. Now there are over 50. And as I say, that's powered an awful lot by the success of Irish whiskey in the American market.
Wow.
And that's why I suppose any changes to US trade policy impact us greatly. 49% of our exports head to the US. So it's very, very important for us.
Wow, so nearly half. So you're saying then, if this were to happen, this 200% tariff on EU alcohol products or Irish alcohol products into the US, a lot of jobs would be put at risk, surely?
Listen, I think there are a lot of businesses that would find this devastating. And then I think we'd have to look at what the implications of that are. But I want to stress that I don't think we're there yet. As I say, we've had meetings this week. I've been on Capitol Hill. I've been in with the U.S. Trade Representative. I've been joined by my counterparts here in Washington, D.C., the Distilled Spirits Council of the U.S., the Kentucky Distillers Association, etc. We've had very positive, and there's a lot of goodwill towards Ireland. And I think it's very important to stress that. And I think also that the Taoiseach has very effectively presented that case and shown, you know, that there's a lot of there's a very strong link between Ireland and the US when it comes to business and when it comes to friendship as well. So I think, as I say, the space is there. We'll continue to press for the European Commission to remove bourbon from the list. As we can see, this will have such a negative effect, and in particular when the European spirits, we enjoy such success in the US.
I think there was, am I reading this correctly, you're in Washington, D.C., and you'd be discussing this with business interests, that the Taoiseach's visit or meeting with Donald Trump at the White House was interpreted positively, I think, by business, especially when Donald Trump said, I don't want to do anything to hurt Ireland. But then we did have the EU announcement yesterday morning of the tariffs on products into the European Union. I mean, did that help? Did that hinder the conversation? And I mean, the effect of all of this is that this might hurt Irish products.
Yeah, this, I think this very well could hurt Irish products unless we work to secure a negotiation. And I have to be fair, the European Commission have consistently said that they want to work out a deal, that they want to maintain the trading relationship with the US. I mean, the EU is the US's biggest trading partner and vice versa. So I think there's a willingness on both sides, as far as I can see. For spirits especially, because we've enjoyed tariff-free trade since 1997, because we're all aligned in this, it's not as if I'm coming over here and I'm countering the messages from the American side. We're all speaking with one voice. And so that's, as I say, we have time now. We have to look at review the list and try and see what we can do to the benefit of Irish businesses, Irish consumers, in order to maintain the many jobs that we support.
Can I ask you finally, Owen, if this has to be done on a Europe-wide basis, when the Taoiseach says, obviously, we've been endeavouring to protect Irish interests in terms of specific Irish products and Irish sectors, he says, could we carve out an exemption for ourselves in terms of Irish products, or do tariffs hit all products from the European Union?
Well, I think what's being proposed, we're not sure what the detail of, but it seems that it's going to be all EU products. And I think we would be of the opinion that we should always work together. We've benefited greatly from our membership of the European Union, and we work well with the other member states. So I think, look, I mean, it's Ireland is implicated in this because our drinks exports are so important to us. But we also have to look as well at the products that are geographical indications, such as Irish whiskey, which means that it has to be produced and distilled on the island of Ireland. It's the same as French cognac and French champagne. It's the same, indeed, as Kentucky bourbon. So I don't think there's any talk of a specific carve out for Ireland. I think we'll continue to work with our counterparts in Brussels and across the national capitals. We work very well together as it is. But let's see. I think we'll have to see if we can strike a deal.
Okay, Owen O'Cohan, thank you very much indeed for joining us as Director of the Irish Whiskey Association. I'm joined as well by Pauline Bastidon of Spirits Europe. Pauline, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
What is your reaction? This would have a devastating impact on all alcohol products across the European Union.
So, look, Spirits Europe is really deeply concerned and alarmed by the renewed threats of tariffs on EU and US spirits. But on both directions. Once again, we feel that we're part of an entirely unrelated dispute. And, you know, our message is very simple. This cycle of tit-for-tat retaliation must end now.
Or else what? What could the consequences be, Pauline?
Well, the consequences could be extremely dire on both sides. And we're an extremely integrated sector. So, you know, you have U.S. Companies that have invested in the EU that produce geographical indications, such as Irish whiskey. And on the other side, you also have EU companies that produce U.S. products, such as U.S. whiskey. So the consequences, of course, for all our members would be extremely serious, really extremely serious, and that's why we're so concerned. But the consequences would also be extremely serious for all the jobs and all the sectors that we support, both upstream and downstream, from agriculture to retail to the hospitality sector, which has already suffered so much as a result of COVID.
Do you see this as a Donald Trump-made problem and that the European Union had no option really but to retaliate with their own tariffs?
Look, we can only regret where things are at the moment. It's in nobody's interest, absolutely nobody's interest, to have this tit-for-tat, never-ending retaliation. We've never asked for these tariffs.
Yeah, but I mean, surely the European Union, Pauline, had no option but to retaliate.
Look, the European Union and the US now have to sit down together, as indeed the US said they want to do, so that's very positive, to try to resolve their differences and resolve the trade dispute. And it's not about, you know, who is to blame or who started what. Or, I mean, we're not children. This is very serious. Mm-hmm. You have real people, real companies, real sectors, real farmers that are behind this, that are going to be hurt if this continues. And we really need to bring them concrete solutions. And we really need to make sure that the tariffs do not come.
It's funny you say we're not children, because many have accused Donald Trump of acting childishly. Many have pointed out that tariffs could be counterproductive in terms of increasing prices for the American consumer. How do you get that across to the American administration?
I think both sides know or should know and understand how interconnected our sectors are, how many jobs we support upstream and downstream, and what the real consequences of a trade war would be. So, you know, it's in nobody's interest, as I mentioned, to enter into this trade war. We've heard, of course, the concern on both sides. We interpret the threats as concern. Look, we share the concerns on both sides, but now, I mean, enough with the threats. Everyone has to sit down, find a solution, and really allow us to keep doing what we do best, which is trade.
You heard Owen say that the market, the US market for whiskey products from Ireland is worth $800 million. I suppose it's an option, or is it an option for EU alcohol producers to take the hit here, not pass on the tariff to consumers and just absorb it into profits, no?
No, it's not. When you're facing 50% tariffs, or even more so 200% tariffs, I'm sorry, this is not something you can absorb. So, of course, this is something that would have drastic consequences on prices, on inflation, on consumers, on producers, farmers, retailers, bars, restaurants, you know, the entire chain. No one is going to escape the pain of that. That's very clear. Okay. And we're looking, you know, at a market for us. The U.S. is one third of our exports in value. Roughly almost 3 billion euros. So we're looking at an extremely important market, and it's exactly the same thing for our US colleagues. The EU is their first market as well. It's enormously important that we protect this very important transatlantic connection, that we protect transatlantic trade. And, you know, none of us have asked for this.
Okay. And I can hear the urgency in your voice. Indeed, Pauline Bastian, and Director of Trade and Economic Affairs with Spirits Europe. Thank you. And beforehand, Owen O'Cohan, Director of the Irish Whiskey Association.